storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus.
Just one right.
No, no.
I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. girls giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
When it seems like there's no hope for you, give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Give it to the Lord.
You carried alone. It's time to turn it loose. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh, stress around, crowd your mind, make it so hard for peace of mind. What you need to do, go to the Lord in prayer. I'm a living witness. He will
make you better.
You try to maintain, but the pain won't go away. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
That's what you need to do.
Give it to the Lord.
Shed all you can shed. Had all you can take. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, give it to the Lord.
I know it seems like you can't make it through. You're so confused. Now let me tell you what you need to do. But my God is working it out for you. Don't worry, don't blame. To man. Turn it over to Jesus. Let him make it. Let him make it. That's what you need to do. Stop going to somebody who can just relate. Take it to somebody who can solve that problem. Give it to Jesus. Yes, he will.
Hope is not only the key, it's the major key. See what I did there? Nah, but for real. Contrary to popular belief, hope isn't pretending your current struggle ain't real. It's actually a brave champion mindset and posture to take in the midst of it all.
So you ask me, with all the divisiveness and bigotry and hatred and suffering and sickness and oppression and depression going on in the world, how could you possibly still believe? I'll say it like this. Hope. Hope is not the denial of reality. Hope is the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. Beautiful people, hope ain't ever canceled. And I want you to know that he's got the whole world in his hands.
Worry. No need to fret. No need to be afraid when you know who's got it.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the whole world. And it's all, yeah, it's all in his hands. All in his hands. Every worry is all in his hands. Every pain, every fear is all in his hands. That problem, that burden, it's in his hands. Yes, it is. Tell me, why should I fear when he's right here? Why would I fear when he's been here? Tell me, what would I fear when God's been here? Oh, why would I feel, yeah, when it's in his hands? When he's right here.
reach out and touch him, for he is near you. He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch him.
Oh, say it again, say.
Reach out and touch him. For he is near you.
He wanna give you.
He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch.
If the woman with the issue of blood was here, she would say,
I am so tired, but nothing seems to work. Spent all my money, grown on the better, only work. What am I to do? What am I to say? Has come my way. You reach out and touch him. Oh my, for he is near you, so near you. Oh, he wants to give you
all that you ask for.
Oh, oh, oh. There is no measure. Was by the roadside one day, heard a commotion, had a notion someone was passing his way. He cried, "Oh, stand up." To see, I come to tell you, reach out and touch him. Oh, oh, oh. For he is near you, so near you.
He wants to give you,
oh my, my, my,
just what you ask.
Bishop Paul Martin,
Don't go nowhere, Bishop, please, don't.
Y'all know what it say. Blind Bartimaeus was by a roadside one day.
By the roadside one day,
heard a commotion.
Had a notion
someone had passed his way.
Oh,
he cried, Hosanna,
cried, Hosanna.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Yes, the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Every moment.
Every moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The blind man was able to see.
If he was had a night,
he had returned. Somebody needed
somebody.
Somebody
needed
somebody.
Music at its best, and you are catching the wave live here from the... Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
listening to the NLI Radio Gospel Network, 4 minutes after the hour.
won't it be good when we get there? What I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But don't make Sunday young. I better let this alone. This thing get good, baby. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're going to take off these old shoes we got on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white coat. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
Dark as night, Jesus will bring things out all right. For he's a friend, I know he is now, until the end. And my Savior always trusts. Don't lose your faith and a hope in this dust. For he, I know he is now, until the end. Well, he is my friend, every day, Lord, and every step of the way. And from the old I stray, I know he tenderly gathers me. A friend. I know he will now until the end. Then one day you'll see God's face after you've won this Christian race. He'll be your friend. I know he will now until the end. Well, I know God is my friend every day, Lord, and every step of the way. When from the fold I lay straight, I know he tenderly gathers me in. I never have to worry, I know he's always there to defend. Jesus is a friend, why don't you try my Savior until the end.
16 minutes, 6.
I just said it'll keep happening, but look now, it's really happening. Who thought was impossible?
Yeah.
You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah. Blessings keep packing, warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak it, I'm cold. Having you say help, he's backing up a bit.
Yeah.
Whatever you say help, backing up a bit, yeah. Speak whatever you want. What you've been dreaming, you got it. And don't doubt it.
I need you on your feet tonight. Come on.
See what
come on.
He's
come
doing.
On. People for miracles.
People for miracles.
People for miracles.
People for miracles.
You said in your words you're calling. that you're walking that thing. So I'm gonna wait on, I'm gonna wait on, I'm gonna wait on, 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 wait on.
Dear Father,
we can't live without him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I worship,
adore you
forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Glory.
Woke up this morning. First thing I do.
Reach my hand toward the sky.
I'm honoring. I turned up my radio.
You're the reason why I
sing. Yeah, that's my song.
Now I got my praise on.
Right, there goes the phone.
If you know it's your way home,
but some may say
that the light is okay, it's alright.
Cause when you're in the presence of the Most High, you take flight.
All I wanna do is send my praises up to you.
I got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
What you have, so sure you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do. That
take care of my kids,
praise
my God.
Got no time for consequences. I'm focused on
praise
of
you.
I come to realize,
ever, ever,
my trust of wavering. Maybe it's all my pride. It's hard to surrender when I've been pretending to have it together, but I feel like my world is falling apart. Just need a minute, just a second to catch up. I know I'm not finished, I just can't seem to get up. Help me remember all of the plans that we made when we were both on the same page, on the same page.
Text your people, they should. All the problems and your needs, if you just lawyer, doctor, anything, if you just. You got some questions about some things, you just. You a king, be the king, you just. Got proper comfort for the queens, if they live in favor, see the dream. Get your phone, text your people, they should. So you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move you. And we don't really care what you're doing, we just walk up in the room like. Text your people, they should act right. All the problems and your needs, if you just act right. Lawyer, doctor, anything, if you just act right. You got some questions about some things, you just act right. You a king, he the king, you just act right. Got proper comfort for the queens, if they act night. Live in favor, see the dreams, act right. Get your phone, text your people, they should act right. So you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move you. And we don't really care what you're doing, we just walk up in the room like.
Is anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed.
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 Is anybody in here blessed?
Feel like blessed.
Feel like.
I'm blessed. Feel you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Just wishes what you feel like last. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
The People's Station.
Bless you, real good. I just want to remind you that you need to sometimes live a sermon so you can really preach the sermon. The Lord lets you experience it before you preach it, and He takes you through so He can bring you out. You got to go through something. You got to go through something. He allows you to go through. And as we said, to have a test. Because if you have not had a test, then you don't have a testimony. And I came to tell you that I could have complained. I could have complained about my sickness. Could have complained, well, just about everything. About my family, about the church, about my finances. But people that complain all the time never get anywhere. I want to tell you what I've done. I've learned to trust in the Lord. He'll see you through. If he takes you through the valley of the shadows of death, he'll bring you out on the other side. And on the other side is a table prepared for you. But you got to go through. If I don't say anything else, God will. He will. He will. He'll see you through. Let me tell you what he done for me. He brought me through.
Yes, he did.
He brought me through.
Uh-huh.
He brought me through. Praise the Lord. He brought me through.
Oh, yeah.
He brought me through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He'll do it for you.
Listen, Reverend, I want to help you say it.
He brought me out. He brought me out.
He brought me out.
Time in the midnight hour. He dried my tears.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
The Lord dried my tears.
You're speaking the sentiment of so many of us.
He dried my tears.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord.
We've been made. Endure for a night.
He dried my tears.
He wiped away all my tears.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll do it. I know he will. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you trust him, he'll do it for you. Listen, what else did he do for you, Reverend? Tell me.
He gave me joy. He gave me joy.
Yes, he did.
He gave me joy. Praise the Lord.
He will.
He'll do it for you.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563 999 3025.
563-520. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 1230 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
From the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it is 9:30 a.m. on this wonderful Monday morning. Standing by that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, and you all are ready to receive him on this Monday. I'm speaking of
Reverend Robert E. Ellis out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. And now, let's join him right here, live from the NFI studios.
And good morning, good morning, good Monday morning to you. So happy to be with you once again. Welcome to another episode of Approaching the Finish Line broadcast. My name is Robert Ellison, and I'm so happy to be with you. Glad you could stop in and take a listen. Listen, there's so much to talk about, so little time. And I want to begin by saying what I always say. I'm a man on a mission. And I'm on a mission to be salt and light in a decaying world. That's right. This world is decaying. And I'm out to be salt and light in that world, what we're all called to be if you belong to Christ. And we're called to occupy until his return. And so that's what I'm about this morning. That's what I'm about every day. But first, before beginning today's broadcast, I want to say a happy belated Mother's Day. I want to just say that to all of the mothers out there who are listening. I want you to know just how important you are, not only to me, but in the eyes of God. You know, the Bible tells us that when Eve was formed, as she was formed out of Adam's rib, as she was taken from his side, and she was formed into what we know as woman, she was brought to Adam, and Adam gave her the name Eve. And the name Eve translated means mother of all living. So this is very important to God because, see, this is the birth of humanity when you think about this. And when you look at it spiritually, you will know that we have an enemy, the enemy of our souls, who is Satan, who absolutely disdains everything that there is about God. So he wants to disrupt this humanity that was created by God. And he comes at it in various forms and fashions. So this is like a side note to those of you who are listening. It's getting a little bit in depth concerning Mother's Day, even though it was yesterday. For me, Mother's Day is every day, as I honor my mother, who is still with me. And I thank God for that. But there are many of you out there that are listening whose mother has perhaps recently passed, went home to be with the Lord, or maybe it was long ago. It doesn't matter the length of time. It still hurts. There's a lot of pain involved with that, that separation that death brings. But I have encouraging news for you this morning. I want you to know that no matter how long it's been since mom has gone on to be with the Lord, or no matter how short the time is, if you're currently still suffering from something that's recent, that recent departure, I want you to know that there is coming a time, there is coming a day, and it's coming very quickly, that you will soon be reunited with your mother. And this time, there will be no more separation ever again. And you will spend eternity with her. As your mom, whether you are a son or a daughter, you will spend that time with her forever. You will spend that time as a family, according to the Bible. So this broadcast was created to bring to light some misconceptions and things that people were told, maybe brought up to believe that it's a little bit murky, a little bit cloudy. And so hopefully I can bring some understanding. That's what I'm called to do as an elder of the church, as a minister of the gospel, to be salt and light and to bring that understanding that is needed within the body of Christ. God gave us that fivefold ministry, that of apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists. Myself, I am an evangelist, a theologian, and I am so happy to be a part of that family of God. So with that being said, I want to first let us begin with the time of prayer. Would you please join me? Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning, first of all, in praise and thanksgiving, Lord, for who you are. You are from everlasting to everlasting, from generation to generation, God and God alone. There is no one like you in all of heaven and earth, for all things were created by you and for you, and without you there was not anything made that was made. For you are eternal, the great I am, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Father, I pray that you would comfort those who are presently in mourning, those who are suffering. I pray, Lord God, that you would come near to those who are of poor and contrite heart. Remind them, Father, that there is a happy ending to those who are in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem today. We pray for your people, Israel, because you have an eternal plan for them. From Genesis to Revelation, you have made it very clear about the covenant, Lord, that you have made with Abraham. And so, Lord, we come in reverence to your holy name this morning, asking that your will be done here on earth as it has been done in heaven. And Father, bless your holy name. Bless those, Lord, who are listening. And Lord, I pray that you would anoint the ears of those, Lord God, who are listening this morning, that what you are about to give them, Lord, will be taken in, that it could be put for use for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Once again, welcome to this broadcast here on this fine Monday morning here in the DMV. Last week, we spoke about the mystery of iniquity, a malevolent spirit that's present here in the earth and that is at work. It's a spirit of lawlessness, spirit of division, a spirit of deception. And it's been in existence for time and millennia. It's been in existence since the time of the apostles. The apostle Paul reminded us of this particular spirit. I want to go back just a little bit, if I may, before beginning today's lesson, and remind you of Israel, God's people, and what's presently happening in the Middle East concerning Hamas and the war against Hamas. Well, I won't go too deep into this. As we see things developing, unfolding all around the world, I want you to know that what God is doing is centered around Israel. It has to do with his covenant, and we're going to cover that today. The vision that the prophet Daniel was given concerning Israel, and hopefully in going over these things, I will make some things clear to you. That's my intention. Today's subject, the commentary for the week, let us begin with that. The commentary for this week concerned the perils of conformity. Today's world is one that requires and often demands so much of our time and energy, changing at such an alarming pace that one can scarcely keep up. Taking into consideration its recent technological advances, economic uncertainties, social disruptions, and global unrest, it's enough to keep one continuously on edge. That is, if one does not have the proper perspective. The Apostle Paul sheds light onto the proper perspective when he admonishes us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's recorded in Romans 12:2. It is not an easy task, as we are constantly bombarded with the alluring nature of this present world, consisting of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The focus of many, if not most people, is on the temporal, or the things that are temporary. Again, Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Our focus should be on the eternal as we realize that our existence in this present world is transient. For those of us who belong to Christ, our eternal home is heaven. As we presently exist in a fallen world where all that is presently seen will soon come to a determined end, it is comforting to know that we are eternal beings that have a place prepared for us in the heavens where Christ is. John 14, 1 through 3 states, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, says the Lord. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Indeed, the home of the righteous is with God in Christ. Such as wherever he is, there we shall also be." Conformity to the things of this world can be somewhat of an illusion. It can lead to deception and despair if we cling too tightly to what we know will soon diminish. We are encouraged to set our affection on the things above, not on things on the earth, as recorded in Colossians 3:2. As we do this, our minds are focused on the eternal as opposed to the temporal. We begin to walk in the Spirit as we are empowered to live according to the purpose of God. Too often we are distracted and tempted by all that is fleeting. The allure of vanity, as the obsession with conformity, causes many to create idols in search of acceptance or belonging, wanting to fit into whatever the passing trend may be. Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, calls it all vanity. Without the proper perspective of God in one's life, conformity to this world leads to emptiness and futility. Conformity to this world robs a person of his or her potential and distances them from fellowship with God. These are the perils of such a mindset. Finally, the prophet Isaiah speaks of a coming messianic kingdom where the present earthly order will be transformed into a glorious state of existence, as recorded in Isaiah 65, verses 17 through 25. This will be the time when Christ will reign on the earth for 1,000 years prior to the ultimate fulfillment of our eternal destiny, as recorded in Revelation 20. As we move forward amidst the current turmoil and chaos, let us be mindful of worldly deception and endeavor to keep an eternal perspective while we're on our way to the finish line. That's my commentary for the week, and I hope that you will keep what was just said in mind. And now as we move on to our lessons, our study for this week, we turn to the judgments in the book of Revelation. So whenever approaching the book of Revelation, I am very careful because I don't want to mislead anyone. I want to make sure that what I speak to you about is accurate. And so I am very mindful because the book of Revelation, there are some preachers who will not touch it. There are many churches that will not go near the book of Revelation. And partially because it's a book that at first glance, because of the symbolism, because of the apocalyptic nature of it, it kind of gets people to shy away from it. But I want to tell you this morning that the enemy does not want you to know about this book. And he brings fear upon those who would attempt to read it and to study it. But God has called me for this particular time. As a matter of fact, it's what he called me to in my time of grief and despair, to give me understanding that it might bring comfort to me. The book of Revelation is about the unveiling. That's what it means. The revelation of Jesus Christ, who he really is and how he will appear when he comes in the second advent. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mighty judge of all the earth, all of the nations. So we want to begin our study this morning, and I'm going to take my time with this, as over the next possibly 2 or maybe 3 broadcasts, I don't know how many it will be, but I must take my time in order to get this out to you. So let's begin with the 7 seal judgments that's recorded in Revelation chapter 6. The judgments in the book of Revelation are predetermined by God. They're predetermined to punish the ungodly and to encourage repentance of sins. I will take you to Daniel 9:24, where it reads, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Now, there's a lot in that passage. And basically, breaking it down, what is happening is that an angel comes to Daniel, and he reveals a period of time of 70 weeks. There are 70 prophetic weeks. 490 years, to be exact, is the time frame. When Daniel was given this vision, it was concerning his people. It was concerning the Jews and what was to lay ahead of them as a result of their unbelief, their idolatry, their disobedience toward the Lord God. So 483 years of turmoil, of captivity, of despair and grief and suffering the Jews went through, 483 years prior to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. At this time, the church was not even conceived. It did not exist for those 483 years. And there's a reason why I'm telling you this. It's because many within the church have the conception or preconceived notion that we will be going through the tribulation period. It is not for the church. The church are believers of the Lord in the Lord Jesus Christ. The church has been sealed by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit, those who believe in Jesus Christ. And so it is about the wrath of God that is coming on the earth. But it's not that God desires to destroy humanity. God indeed wants people to repent, to turn to him. And so the angel comes to Daniel, a vision of a future event that's coming. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for we are not appointed to wrath, the church. It's not appointed to this wrath. So there are 7 weeks of time, 7 years, 7 prophetic weeks, where God will deal directly, specifically with his people. What you see going on in the news right now concerning Israel is the lead up to what is coming, where they are surrounded by enemies from all sides. You see the nations of the earth abandoning Israel, turning its back on Israel. And this is by divine prophecy, because God himself will deal with them. God is turning his attention back to the Jews. And the eyes of the world is on Israel right now. It's not on the church. The church is in its final phase. The church, in fact, is diminishing on the earth. God is setting the table for what is about to come. This climactic showdown that comes to us in the book of Revelation. I always say that God gives us tomorrow's news today. Back in 2020, I spoke to some people that I know, and I was able to tell them of things that were coming months before they happened. And when they happened, I began to receive phone calls. How did you know these things, they said. I said, it wasn't me. It was the word of God. It was the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, the book of Zechariah, the book of Isaiah, the book of Jude. All of these books are tied together. And as I began to study these books, I began to see patterns forming. Things that were taking shape in the news on the earth that were all prophesied by God. Today in 2024, I come to you by faith. I come to you by way of the Spirit of God working in me to you about future events, about things that are happening in the world where the church, and not the entire church, but some within the church are still asleep. And they need to be awakened to what is happening around them. We need to prepare ourselves for the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will appear in the clouds for the purpose of snatching away his church. You see, when Jesus came into the earth, there was an interruption of time where God took human flesh. He stepped into humanity, and it paused that prophecy that was given to Daniel. That's why there was an interruption after 483 years. But there is a final 7-year period that's known as the time of Jacob's trouble that is coming on the earth. And it is not for the church. The church will not be here for that. But we are seeing the formation of the nations. We are currently watching and waiting, those of us who are paying attention. And we are praying for our loved ones that are not yet saved. Because those, whether you be Jew or Gentile, if you are not saved at this time, when this particular prophecy begins to resume from the time of Christ to where we are now, has been almost exactly 2,000 years. So God paused things. He inserted the church, which is known Age of Grace, so that the Gentiles would be brought into the original covenant with Abraham. That's why the church exists. But that man of perdition, that man of lawlessness, cannot and will not appear. He cannot reveal himself until the salt and the light has left the earth. That's the church. The church is the restraining force by way of the Holy Spirit of God that pushes back against the evil current world. That's what I'm doing this morning. That's part of my assignment by God, to push back against the lies, against the deceptions of the enemy. The church has been infiltrated with false prophets, with false doctrines. And so I come to you in the Spirit of the Lord, offering to you sound doctrine can live by, doctrine that is true to the Word of God. This is why you hear me quoting so many scriptures, because in this current age, where the church is in its final phase, the church of Laodicea, the apostate church that has veered from the truth of God, and it has gone after idols, it has gone after demonic doctrines. So God has raised up a remnant within the church, that church of Philadelphia, clinging, holding on to his word, standing on it, believing in it, and will not veer from it. And so, my friends, what I intended to speak to you this morning, I can see that I have but a few minutes time left, and I haven't even gotten into the study. I know that there will have to be a continuation of this. But nevertheless, let us move on expeditiously. The judgments represent the full wrath of God being poured out onto a Christ-rejecting world. Jesus took on the wrath of God when he was on the cross, the whole wrath of God. He took upon himself in order that we would live, that we would be set free from the bondage of sin and death. He took it upon himself. This is why the church will not be here for what is coming in that time of Jacob's trouble. It's because Jesus had already paid the sin debt once and for all time. What's coming are for those who do not believe. What's coming are those who love the darkness rather than the light. What's coming is for those who are presently blinded by the god of this world, who is Satan. What's coming is for those who insist on putting their head in the sand, just like they did with the prophet Jeremiah. And they said to Jeremiah, oh, don't tell us those things. Jeremiah was speaking of soon coming destruction that was coming to Jerusalem. And the people didn't want to listen. They say, tell us good things, Jeremiah. Don't speak of impending judgment upon us. And so what did they do? They threw this great prophet in a pit. And that's what many are trying to do today, even in the church. Those men and women of God who can clearly see what is happening and sounding the alarm as much as they can, and yet there are those within the church that don't speak of those things. Tell us only the good things. If I were to do that, I would not be a servant of God, doing you an injustice. Because what is about to come upon this world is not only horrific, according to the words of Jesus, it will be like a time that has never been seen nor ever will be seen again. Demons will be unleashed. There are things beneath the earth that you and I do not know about, but they are recorded in the Bible. Armies of more than 200 million demonic beings will be set loose on this earth. Great earths will happen. Mountain chains and islands will be shifted, and some even disappear as a result of what is coming. We're going to get into those things in future broadcasts. And as usual, whenever I begin to speak, God, I have what I prepared to speak about, but God comes in and say, no, I want you to speak these things. And so this lesson, this study that I had prepared for today, continue with next week. But I want you to know that there are seven seal judgments. There are seven trumpet judgments. There are seven bowl judgments. Each of them has a specific purpose. The judgments are administered by angels, the servants of God. There is more angelic activity in the book of Revelation than any other place in the Bible. It is so exciting to read of the activity that's going on with these angels. My friends, I thank you for listening to me this morning, and I hope to resume this study next week. But until then, if you want to reach me, you can reach me approachingthefinishline@gmail.com. That's approachingthefinishline@gmail.com. My name is Robert Ellison, and you have been listening to the Approaching the Finish Line broadcast. I appreciate you listening. Go out there and tell someone, tell a friend, tell a neighbor that there is a preacher that's on the NFI network that's not afraid to speak the truth, but he speaks the truth in love. Amen. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you will tune in next week. There are new listeners coming on board every week, and I hope that you will continue to spread the word. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Reverend Robert E. Ellison out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Be sure to join him every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith to the finish line where I see God's face.
out of all the songs I've written, Sister James liked this one the best.
I have tried, God, do you know what the Lord can do? Have you tried?
it all, I knew it was the blood. The blood that saved me. Then I found out that he's alright. Yes, I did. And he'll go with you.
Made
bottom wave. Down here in Sorrow Valley, Lord, I need you.
Yo, stop whatever you're doing and turn your radio up. Let me introduce you, the perfect prey.
What do you say when you don't know what to say? What do you ask when you don't know what to ask? What do you do when you don't know what to do? I will look to the hills for my help. My help cometh from the Lord. What do I pray when I don't know what to pray? How do I smile when trouble gets in the way? What do I do when I don't know what to do? I will look to the hills for my
Come when you want it, but
it's on the way.
Oh, star. Oh, they call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. By my pardon, an empty grave, is that to prove he lived?
Because he lived,
I can face tomorrow.
Oh, I can face tomorrow. Life's final war with pain, and then at death gives way to victory. I'll see the light of glory. So glad. Oh yeah, I'm so glad that the grave is not our final destiny. I heard it when Lazarus died. Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again. The resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Cause he lives. All my fear, all fear is gone.
You know, I know sometimes it seems like when we're going through the storm, that it seems like we're all alone. But I'm here to let you know that even in going through the storm, that Jesus is there with you. You know, we have to realize that in order for us to get through, we got to go through. And we must realize that even in the times of despair, that God is always there. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you, that I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. Listen.
You say it's hard to cope with life, just too much pain, deep down in strife. You tend to rest, you often cry, one lonely child, one homeless night. Okay, so then now what? Still got your child. your precious gift. Now what are you gonna do? It is up to you.
Come on.
I know you cry.
Yeah.
You wanna cry.
Yeah, but listen, you need
let
to find your strength. The Bible says, look up towards the hill from which cometh your help. How many know that your help cometh from the Lord? Lift your head up and know that everything is going. It's going to be alright. Sometimes we have to stay there on our knees, praying and crying and waiting for Him to deliver. Come on.
So you've been gone about half the night. Is this the way you wanna live your life? Why run from love? Why hide from truth? Just reach for Him and He'll touch you. So you took a life you've been created, and then you judge the ones you hate. What are you gonna do?
If He allows you to get in this thing, He's going to bring you out of it. So you got to believe that. Come on.
I know you cry.
Yes.
You wanna cry.
Yeah, but we're gonna reverse some things. That is not tears of sorrow anymore. Those are tears of joy.
No, you don't.
Or let the Lord have His way in your life. You gotta know it's all right. Winning position with your knees down and your head up.
Everything all
right.
Wash the mud away. You've got to know that everything will be all right.
Yes, it will.
So wipe the tears from your heart. God is standing there, yes He is, and you know that He cares. You've got to realize that He sees.
Then my mind began to go on back to a friend of mine, and I reminded of some things that he told me, and he said these words. Gotta be careful of the things you do. Yeah, listen. You gotta be careful of the things you say. And another thing he told me. Gotta be careful of the places. You know why?
The things you do,
the things you say,
the things you say,
and the places you go,
the places you go.
Oh, they just might not
be for you.
Oh yeah. And here's another thing. Listen, you gotta be careful of the ditch that you dig, yeah. Oh yeah. You gotta be careful, yeah, of the lies you tell. Yes you do, y'all. Listen. You gotta be careful of the stone you throw. You know why, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
The
stone you throw,
you throw.
Oh, the death might be all. Oh yeah.
Before you.
Oh yeah. Then listen. Here's another thing he told me. Every goodbye ain't gone. Every shut eye ain't sleep. Janice, if you don't mind, help me. Every goodbye ain't gone. Every shut eye ain't sleep. Can I say it again? Every goodbye ain't gone.